Welcome back to the Global Tehillah Metaphysic Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making today's call a part of your day, Yom Chamishi, the 10th day of the month of Tammuz. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yaakov Tannenbaum of Bikur Cholam Machazikei Hadat Congregation in Seattle, Washington, to share words of Dibrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Tannenbaum's remarks, he will lead us in the recitation of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. After Tehillim, Rabbi Tannenbaum will lead us in the recitation of Achenu in both Hebrew as well as in English. Then will lead us in the Mishaberach for our dear and brave Chayalim. Rabbi Tannenbaum, just to answer your question for your email, those are just in Hebrew as well as the Mishaberach L'cholim, during which Rabbi Tannenbaum will pause for about 30 seconds so that each of us can insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, the link, as always, is ou.org/Tehillim Call. And to sponsor the program is ou.org/call. As I shared yesterday, in addition to all Chalei Yisrael in need of a refuah shalema, please kindly have in mind as well, Bracha Golda Chaya Bas Rivka, as well as Fegi Bas Chaya Gittel, again, Bracha Golda Chaya Bas Rivka, and Fegi Bas Chaya Gittel, may they and all in need have a refuah shalema. With that, the chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Tannenbaum.
Rabbi Herman, thank you so much. I want to thank the Orthodox Union for hosting the daily Tehillim and the Chizuk call, which I think has been going on since COVID. Rabbi Herman's initiative has been undertaking this daily for years now. Baruch Hashem, I think it's a real close of merit for Klal Yisrael. Thank you, Rabbi Herman, for doing this, and a thank you to Ms. Rebecca Levy for facilitating the call. This past Tuesday, 2 days ago, I woke up and my phone was alight as, unfortunately, there was a fire at my shul. Not just a small fire, a huge fire on the, not the shul itself, but the Tahara facility, where they do preparation of the masim, of those who have corpses who have died, preparation for burial. And the whole Tahara facility was up in flames. And Baruch Hashem, the Seattle Fire Department, responded quickly and was able to contain the fire to just that building. Yet the garage where the caskets, the coffins were made, was charred. The corpses, Baruch Hashem, were unharmed, and the woman who lived on top got out and got a lot of her stuff out. But the building is now, it's unusable, it's going to have to be knocked down. A real tragedy, something that made national news. And looking at what happened, a tragedy, you feel such a loss. But at the same time, I learned so much more, something I want to get back to, hopefully at the end in the next few minutes. But first, to segue to this week's Parsha, we're in Parsha's Balak. In Parsha's Balak, we learn about Bilam HaNavi, Bilam the prophet, who is called by Chazal the sages Bilam HaRasha, Bilam the wicked. An interesting moniker, an appellation, something that none of us would want, our name associated with the wicked HaRasha. Bilam, who was a prophet, is called to Russia and Berkei Avos and ethics of our fathers. Why? Because he cursed the Jewish people, or tried to curse the Jewish people, but Hashem stopped him. That makes sense. But if you look in the Parsha, you look in the Torah, and you go through the story, it doesn't seem like Bilam was such a bad person. In fact, the words of the Torah seem that Bilam was a good person. Now, the sages say that his intentions were not good. What's going on? But if you look at what Bilam did, Balak, King Balak of Moab wanted to hire Bilam to curse the Jewish people. But Bilam asked Hashem, he said, am I able to curse the Jewish people? And Hashem said, don't go with them. So Balak sent more, greater emissaries and more money back. And Bilam said, listen, you can give me all the world, all the gold in the world, all the gold and silver. But lo uchol lavor es pi Hashem. I'm not able to transgress the word of Hashem. He said, but I'll ask again. But God said, you can go with him. You can only do what I say. So Balaam goes on his way with his donkey. An angel stops him on the road. And Balaam says, okay, if I'm not supposed to go, I won't go. The angel says, you can go, but you can only do what God says. But then Balaam goes and he tries to curse the Jewish people. Hashem puts words in his mouth to bless the Jewish people. Balak is all upset. And Balaam says, I can only do what Hashem tells me I can do. I can only say what he wants me to. I can try to do something, but whatever Hashem says, that's what I have to do. It doesn't seem like Balaam is such a bad person. That's a Russia. How do we call such a person a wicked person? Seems like someone who's pretty devout. Okay, maybe he shouldn't have tried to curse the Jewish people, but he's going with what Hashem says. This question bothered me for years until a friend of mine showed me a piece from Rav Elchanan Wasserman. Rav Elchanan Wasserman was the Rosh Yeshiva Baranovich. He was one of the prize students, Talmidim, of the Chavetz Chaim. Rav Wasserman, Hashem Yinkum Damo, his blood should be avenged, was murdered by the Nazis, him and his students, his Talmidim. Rav Elchanan Wasserman says that Balaam actually listened to Hashem. Hashem. I can't transgress the word of Hashem. He did not violate the words of Hashem. But he did something that was fundamentally almost worse. Is even though he wasn't going against the words of Hashem, he was going against the Ratzon Hashem, the will of Hashem. He knew what Hashem desired from him, and he still desired to go against it. And that's why he's called Balaam HaRasha, Balaam the Wicked. Now we might ask the question, well, there are many times we know what's right, and we go against what Hashem wants us to do, even though we know, does that make us a Rasha, that makes us wicked? What is it about Balaam that he's called Balaam HaRasha? There's a Gemara in Bava Metzia that it says that Rabbi Bar Hanan, hired some porters to carry wine barrels. And they were negligent and they broke the wine barrels. Whatever he said, they should have been more careful. And so he seized some of their possessions and then they would have to pay up. And when they pay back, he'd give it back. So they went to Rob and they said, listen, we don't have clothes to wear. He's taking our possessions. So Rob says he has to give it back. And so Rabbi Rahman said, that's the halacha. And he said, yes, meaning for you, yes. And then the worker said, well, we didn't even get paid for these wages. I mean, they broke, you know, this valuable wine. The Rav says, and pay them also. And he says, that's the halacha? And Rav said, yes. I mean, for you it is, even though letter of the law, it's really not. What do you mean for you it is? Well, there's a concept called l'fnim reshus ha'din, going above and beyond the letter of the law. Going above and beyond the letter of the law. In fact, there's a Gemara earlier above Metzia that says that Yerushalayim was only destroyed because we think it's going to face Sinas Kingdom, baseless hatred. We learn every year from the Chavetz Chaim Heritage Foundation videos. But the Gemara says it was only destroyed. Why? Because, says Rabbi Yochanan, is the Jewish people did not go above the letter of the law. It's because we didn't go above the letter of the law, that's why Yerushalayim was destroyed, says the Gemara above Metzia. Lo abdu l'fnim reshus ha'din. Wait a second, but it's Sinas Kingdom, baseless hatred. How can you say it? Because we didn't go above the letter of the law. The Tosa says, well, both caused it. But the Gemara says, no, it was only destroyed because they didn't go above the letter of the law. But I think the simple answer is that when we don't go above the letter of the law, when we see clearly we're supposed to do something and we don't do it, is that leads to Sinas Chinam. That leads to baseless hatred. A week from today, we're going to start the 3 weeks of the fast of Tammuz. Be going on for 3 weeks. And, of course, culminates with the National Day of Mourning on Tisha B'Av. We mourn on Tisha B'Av because we weren't treating each other properly. We had seen a screen of baseless hatred. But what was the root of that? The Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, saying is that we didn't go above the letter of the law. When someone's parked in your street, and it's a 3-hour limit, and at 3 hours and 1 minute, you say, okay, that's it, I'm calling the parking authority. Is that the letter of the law? Can you do it? Yes. But is it the right thing to do? If someone's sitting in your seat when you come to shul, you come to Gemdavid in synagogue, and instead of saying, Shalom Aleichem, you say, you're in my seat, that's my place. I mean, is that the letter of the law? It's your place? The letter of the law. But when we only do the letter of the law, we don't try to go beyond. That's what causes Sinas Chinam. That's what causes baseless hatred. When we know something is right, even though if we look in Shulchan Aruch, we say, okay, this is all I have to do. I don't have to do more than this. That leads to Sinas Chinam. when Bilaam HaRasha, Bilaam the Wicked, knew what he was supposed to do, he wasn't supposed to curse the Jewish people. He wasn't supposed to go. But he says, listen, I'm going to do the letter of the law, nothing more, even though he knew with clarity he was supposed to do so much more. That's what made him Bilaam HaRasha. When it came to Rav Arachan and he asked Rav, is that really the halacha? And Rav says, yes, for you it is, because you know that you have to treat these workers well, even though, you're right, they were negligent. But they need money, they need food. And so when things are clear to us, and it's even above what the Shulchan Aruch says, what the letter of the law says, for us that also becomes an obligation. Going above and beyond as we breathe shalom, as we breathe harmony in Klal Yisrael. Going back to the fire that happened 2 days ago. And I got there to see different people who were pitching in. There was a woman who lived on top of the Tahara facility. She's not homeless. She got some of her possessions out. There was a woman, a neighbor who woke up. He was taking care of her, put her stuff and her stuff from the fridge and freezer into her own. She was sitting with her that whole night. She probably had work in the morning. There was somebody else who came and said, you'll stay with me as long as you need. For the person whose shed was totally burned, his parnassa, his income gone. He was back later that day making sure that the water that was turned off did not affect the mikveh facility that was right next door. Did these people have to do that? They were going above and beyond. And when you go above and beyond, that's how we cause shalom. That's how we cause peace and harmony among Achinu Bnei Yisrael, our brethren in Klal Yisrael. When Bilaam HaRasha, the wicked, only wanted to do the letter of the law itself and nothing more, that's why he was called HaRasha, Bilaam HaRasha, Bilaam the Wicked. What a lesson we can learn from this week's Parsha. What a lesson we can learn from life, especially going into the 3 weeks, starting a week from today, culminating in Tisha B'Av. Is that we don't just say, oh, do I have to help him? Do I have to help her? But I can do more. That itself is what makes us cry Israel, the Achdus, the Achdut, the unity. With that, we're now going to say three paragraphs of Tehillim. If you want to say them with me, we'll start off with Tehillim, Kapitel Chaf, Perachach, Psalm 20. L'Natzeach Mizmor LeDavid Ya'amcha Renavim Tzara Yisagecha Shein Eloheim HaKayiv Yishlach Ezrachami Kodesh Umetzion Yisadeka Yizkor Kol Minchosecho Volasecha Yedashna Sela Yitein Lecha Chil Vavecha V'chol Asasecha Yimalei Niranana B'shua Secha U'v'shem Elohim Nidgol Yimalei Arenoi Kol Meshalo Secha Ata yedati ki yoshe Adonai Meshicho, Yaneo Mishmei Kadcho, Big Bruos Yesha Yimino, Eila Varechev, Eila Vasusim, Vanasnu, Vishem Adonai Elohinu Naskir, Hema Karu Venafalu, Vanasnu, Kamnu Venisodad, Adonai Hoshia, Amelech Yanenu, Vyomarenu. And I'll say, Tehillah, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Yer Lamalo, Sesayin Alari, Me'ayin Yabo Ezri, Ezri, Me'im Adonai, Osei, Shemayin Baretz, Ayite Lamot Raglecha, Ayanum Shomerecha, Hinei Lo Yunum Polo Yishan, Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomerecha, Adonai Tzulecha, Yad Yiminecha, Yomam HaShemes Loyakecha, V'yareach Balaylo, Adonai Yishmorcha Mikora, Yishmor Esnashecha, Adonai Yishmor Tzitzcha Bo'echa, Me'atav Yad Olam. Last paragraph of Tehillim will say is Kuf Lamed 130. Yiram alos mimalakim kirasicha adonai, adonai shema v'koyli, tine azachashavos v'kol tachanunoi, im avonos tishmoria adonai miyamos, ki imacha hasalicha, Leman tivarei, kivisi adonai kivasa nafshi, velidvaro hocholti, nafshi ladonai mashomarim laboiker, shomarim laboiker, yachel yisrael el adonai, kim adonai achesed varevo fidus, vehu yifdes yisrael, mikol avonosov. We'll now conclude with Achenu, both in Hebrew and then in English. Achenu, kol beis Yisrael, hanasumin batzara uveshivya, ha'omdim bein bayam uvein bayavasha, ha'makum yirachim aleihem, v'yotiein metzara lervacha, umefela liora, umishibud ligula, ha'shata bagala uvizman kariv v'nomar amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may they all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom. Thou, swiftly and soon, and let us all say, Amen. We will now say a Mishaderach for the Chayale Tzahal, a prayer for the members of the Israeli Defense Forces. Mi Shaberach Havasenu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Yivarech Es Chayalei Tzava Hazanal Yisrael, Banshi Kochos Abitachon, Ha'omdim Amishmar Arsenu Varei Alehenu, Migvul HaLevanon Vad Midbar Mitzrayim, Umin Hayam HaGadol Alevo Harava Vomakom Shehem, Vayabasha Baviru Vayam. Itain Adonai Es Oyvenu Hakamim Alenu Nizafim Lefnehem, Akadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatzil Es Chayalenu, Mikol Sura V'Tuka, Mikol Nega U'Machala, V'Yishlach V'Racha V'Atzlacha V'Chol Maaseh Yedehem, Yad Beres V'Ne'enu Tachtehem, V'Yatrim B'Cheser Yeshua, V'Atziras Nitzachon, V'Yikuyim B'Makasuv, Ki Adonai Eloheichem, Ha'oleichim Achem, L'Lachem Lachem Im Oyveichem, Lo'oshia Eschem, V'Nomar Amen. We will now say a Mishaberach for Cholim, a prayer for the sick. At the pause, please insert the name of anybody who is in need of a Refuah Shleima, of a speedy recovery. We'll give a pause for about 20 or 30 seconds in order to give time for people to insert names. Mi Shaberach Avoseinu, Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo, V'Yivarech V'Rape Es HaCholi. Kadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lach Bimam Lorapasam Lach Zikam Lach Yosam Vishlach Lehem Refuah Shleima Lachol Vrayim Lachol Gedeim Vesol Shar Chol Yisrael Refuah Sinefesh Refuah Sagof Hashta Bagala Vizman Kariv Ben Omar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Tannenbaum, and I hope everyone in the community is okay, and as well, thank you so much for your kind words in the beginning. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program, which will be on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together, and also as an echo Rabbi Tannenbaum's accolades, thank Rebecca Levy for all of her help and coordination behind the scenes. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. It's true. Hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and tikvah, hope, to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day. May all of our tefillos, may all of our prayers be answered with tovah for good, wishing everyone a beautiful Shabbos. Yemir Hashem, please God, we'll see you back next week.